Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Back in April, UMass Boston Chancellor Keith Motley announced that he would be stepping down at the end of this academic year, and that announcement came as the institution searches for answers to fill its $30 million budget deficit. Now, there have been a lot of debate and discussion as to how UMass Boston got to this place, but one staff member says it's time to look much further back into the university's history. Tom Goodkind is a senior research machinist. He's been at UMass Boston for 31 years. He's also president of the UMass Boston Professional Staff Union, and he joins us now. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you.
So you wrote quite a compelling op-ed recently where you said we've got to look back at the founding days of UMass Boston and, sort of the challenges that it faced in the earliest years of the institution. Why is that?
Well, yeah, that was a speech I delivered
or
to the Board of Trustees.
Yeah, yeah.
And I felt that at the time that the focus was too much on individual mismanagement. I think in general there's a feeling that, you know, if something good happens, it's because some individual did something, and if something bad happens, it's because some individual did something. And I think things are much more complicated than that. I think in UMass Boston, it's like anything else. If you want to understand a thing, you have to understand the history of the thing.
Yeah.
And at UMass Boston, everything that we're facing today, I think, goes back to basically three strands of history in our campus. I mean, first there's, I would break it down to the situation in Boston with busing and racism in which we were founded and in which the campus rose up out of the landfill. There's the corruption in the original construction of the campus.
Right.
Which we're still dealing with. And there's been the 25-year period of public disinvestment, which is something that's happened throughout the country but has been very bad in Massachusetts.
So can I just pick at that second strand here
sure.
just for a second? Because for folks who don't remember, there was the Ward Commission, right, which
that's
was
right.
looking at how billions of dollars were spent on construction of public institutions around Massachusetts, and a lot of that was found to not have, actually been used to the best of its ability, right?
Yes, and there was extortion of a construction firm, MBM, and some Massachusetts state senators went to jail for this and so on. And the effects of this were actually, I mean, let me put it this way. I got there in 1986, which was 1985, only 11 years after the campus was built, and already roofs were leaking, the foundations were rotting. Bricks were flying off our tallest building and so on. And it's only gotten worse.
So you're reminding us that if there is mismanagement at UMass Boston, it's not recent.
And that wasn't mismanagement at UMass Boston.
That was across,
in particular.
Yeah.
That was corruption in the way state contracts were awarded at the time. And you can read the Ward Commission report from 78, I think it was, which details all that.
Yeah. You know, you also mentioned something else, which I think is quite important, that you chafe at what you call the push for UMass Boston to engage in workforce development for its student. And you say that it's for its students. And you say that, no one tells Harvard that they got to do a better job at workforce development.
Yeah. I mean, that partially comes from a speech that Secretary of Education Pizer made on the campus back in September at our convocation. And basically, he was telling us to trim our sails. He was asking us to face reality. It was a reality that he and others have helped create. And he was telling us that, you know, it was a time of scarcity. It's not actually a time of scarcity. It's a time of inequality. And he was basically saying that a place like UMass Boston needs to do what it does best. And we were supposed to focus on things that would be more aligned with the workforce needs. The fact is, we're the only public research university in Boston. Nobody else has a student body like ours, and I could give statistics on that. Nobody else gives these students, basically working class students from urban communities throughout Massachusetts, working class students of color, white working class students, the opportunity to go to a 4-year university and explore every aspect of what a university education is. We're not just channeling them into this or that job.
Right. So we've just got under a minute here
sure.
to go. I appreciate the reminders of sort of UMass Boston's past and mm-hmm. also sort of what its core mission is in terms of the student body that it represents and educates. But with those things in mind now, Tom Goodkind, I mean, again, in the couple seconds we have, how does this help us understand how the university needs to move forward from this point?
I don't think we can move forward unless we understand that the crisis we're in now, which is mainly related to the need to rebuild the campus, that the state and the Board of Trustees have to take a big share of responsibility for that. We can't just leave it to the students who currently bear the burden of all the construction that we have to do.
In terms of paying for it.
Yeah, paying for it. That's who's paying for it now.
Well, Tom Goodkind is a senior research machinist. He's been working at UMass Boston for more than 30 years. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks a lot, Meghna.
That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.